Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. So the left in all its tentacles called us conspiracy theorists, fonts of misinformation. The problem is we were right. The Biden regime colluded through the FBI with Twitter to interfere in the 2020 and 2022 elections and violated our First Amendment rights. We know this via Elon Musk and Miranda Devine of the New York Post. So, what now? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former assistant vice chief of the USAF and director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the vice president when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Great talking to you today.
Yeah, it's great to have you back with us. And what we have some topics here that we have to hit on, but the first one, which is very interesting because, and it does matter because of what we're seeing, because of the violations in, to our Constitution here that don't seem to be being met with any outrage. In Brazil right now, the people have been out in the streets protesting, and what they're protesting is a violation of the Constitution. And they were demanding that because Lula, who was the one that supposedly won with the help of the CCP, he is not actually, according to their Constitution, permitted to run for president. So they've been protesting and they've been demanding that the military fulfill their constitutional duty, which is to take over and restore democracy to the country, which actually I believe is happening right now as we speak. I'd love your comments on what is happening there. Also, I would love to see us be that outraged about the violations of the Constitution.
Me too, Audrey. Look, right now, the military, as I understand it, what I got last night was the military is starting to seize control, as you mentioned. Now, what the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, did to help Lulu was they moved 5,188,344 votes from Bolsonaro to Lulu, who's a communist and was in jail and wasn't even eligible to run.
Right.
So the military is starting to take over, as I understand it. But they used hammer and scorecard, and they cheated like the Democrats have been cheating in the 2020 election. Actually, they cheated in 2016, but it failed. 2012 is when they first did it. That's how Obama won Florida. So they've used this special access program that we have talked about ad nauseum on your program, and it was transferred to the Chinese Communist Party for our 2020 election, and it was used in the 2022, the midterms, which I'll talk about. But they are rising up. The people of Brazil are doing it. When will the American people rise up?
I would love an answer to that question. We're sitting back and just shrugging our shoulders, and this is our country that's being taken away from us. A good example of that, and on a micro level, is what's going on in Arizona. Why don't you share about what happened just now in Arizona?
Yeah, well, it's obvious that Carrie Lake was going to win. Her competitor would not even debate her.
Yeah.
That's how pathetic she was. And so the fact is, they had the voting machines and a whole host of errors, long lines, etc. And so Carrie has been protesting, but she ran into a Obama appointed lawyer. You know, I've got to say this, and I've got to be careful, but it appears to me any Obama-appointed lawyer that's a judge is crooked. Yeah. Look at what our attorney general is doing today, and he was nominated to the Supreme Court by the Democrats. So what we've got to understand, I think, Audrey, is there is a concerted effort, and specifically they've declared Katie Hobbs the winner.
That's crazy.
Secretary of State, and who should have recused herself from the election because of all the misdeeds in Maricopa County. It is so blatant, and the legal system is not responding.
No, Tom, let me ask this. What is the problem? Okay, let's put it this way. Are there any real Republican leaders in Maricopa County? Because I'm stunned by the fact that they won't do anything, and Carrie Lake is the only one that has been a voice of sanity.
Well, I am too, and I've been involved with it on the periphery. And there are, but you've got the legal system. You've got the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who is manipulating it. But you've got a Democratic governor, Ducey. Why hasn't he done something about it?
We all know why. But what is it about the Democrats that they don't understand a conflict of interest? Why is it that it's totally ignored? Because she should not have been able to oversee the election that she was in.
Precisely. She was on Tucker Carlson last night, and Tucker didn't bring that up. And it's just amazing what is going on, the corruption that the Democrats, all led by our good friend Obama's really leading this.
Yes.
Once he got hold of hammer and scorecard 2 weeks after he took office, as we've reviewed before, but I'll do it again for our listeners, Audrey, he moved this top secret special access program called Hammer, and it has an application called Scorecard. Hammers like your iPhone, to refresh our listeners. And it gets into the server, and then they use an application just like you have on your iPhone for your bank, for your travel, for weather, whatever it is. And they use this application called Scorecard that goes in and manipulates the votes. And as I mentioned, it manipulated for Bolsonaro away from him 5 million.
Wow.
188,344. Now, let me tell you what happened in our midterm.
Yes.
Because I believe that there were four senators that should have won in the with the Republicans. That's in New Hampshire, Baldock, that's in Pennsylvania. For instance, in Pennsylvania, the Chinese communists use the hammer and scorecard system and moved 330,000 votes for Dr. Oz over to
Fetterman. Because now think about that. I'm not trying to be cruel, Tom, but come on, if you're not capable of, okay, let's put it this way. Would you like to have somebody who's supposed to be a doctor that has had the brain injury that Fetterman has that is now permanent, would you like him performing surgery on you? Of course not. You know, and yet, look at this. Look what they're doing. It's a joke.
Well, you know, from the 2020 election, remember we've talked about how the state of Pennsylvania mailed out 1.8 million ballots to residents because of COVID for mail-in ballots, and they got back 2.4 million. Now, someone had to have a printing press. That was in China, between you and I.
Yeah.
The fact is the state counted the 2.4 million ballots. They did not do an audit on them, Audrey. That's how corrupt the Democrat-led state of Pennsylvania is. And in all these states, we're just talking about Arizona.
Right.
And the Democrats are going hell-bent for the election. They don't care if people talk about it or announce it because the mainstream media won't tolerate it. And they have very cleverly, the Democrats have very cleverly put out what they call this election phobia. The right term is election deniers.
Right.
If you deny an election, say something's wrong with it, you are an election denier, and they demonize you.
Well, yeah, just for questioning, that's our constitutional right to question. Just for questioning the legitimacy of which we are permitted to do and we should do if we're concerned about it, they do the same thing if you reject this so-called vaccine, which is a gene therapy. If you reject it, you're an anti-vaxxer. And this is, this is their MO.
Now, you hit it spot on. This is a very elaborate in the military terms, and this is a military information operations war that the Democrats, in concert with the Chinese Communist Party, who again, to refresh our listeners, in 2005, the Chinese military promulgated a new doctrine called unrestricted warfare to gain global domination without using kinetic warfare. That means bombs and bullets.
Right.
And they were going to use massive biological, COVID-19, fentanyl, and cyber warfare, just what we're discussing, what they're doing, because the mail-in ballots is a form of cyber warfare.
Right.
There are no names on them that you would know that they could backtrack. All you have to do is audit them. And why haven't the Republicans that have lost, why didn't Dr. Oz challenge Fetterman on that?
Yeah. Why not? See, that's where we become suspicious, because if they're really representing the people, then they should be doing the will of the people. Well, here we have another example. As you mentioned, hammer and scorecard, then we have an absolute violation of our First Amendment rights of the Constitution by the Biden regime by using the FBI to work with Twitter. This is not while Elon, he's just the new owner, with Twitter in a really a grotesque violation of our First Amendment rights, and it interfered with the 2020 election and the 2022 election. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And here's the thing that frustrates me so much. Director Wray was appointed by President Trump. And he let this happen.
Yeah.
He made it happen.
Yeah.
And now the name that's coming out is Jim Baker. The Washington Times had a good article, and I'll send it to you. I should have sent it to you already, in which Susan Ferriccio lays out, and it's on the top of the fold, how James Baker moved. He was in the CIA, in the FBI, as their legal counsel when Dennis Montgomery became the whistleblower in 2015 and turned over all that data on Hammer and Scorecard, the 47 servers full of information, et cetera. Well, I believe he had something to do with that, because we know from a source that the system Hammer and Scorecard used against the American government for a coup d'etat, which was treasonous, was the same system, same source code that Dennis Montgomery turned in.
Right.
Now, why that wasn't picked up by our cyber command, NSA, CIA, DIA, FBI, Homeland Security, why wasn't that picked up? Well, it wasn't, Audrey, because we have the deep swamp. After 8 years of Obama, he put in those lower echelons, those SES, those senior civilians, some military, that decided to go with him and became the swamp, as President Trump talked about.
Right.
The important thing is what tying together the link between what went on in 2020 with Twitter.
Yeah.
Because remember, James Baker goes out in 2018. He leaves the FBI and he goes to work for Twitter. Now, that they started this relationship
right.
with the FBI.
Right.
And the important thing for our listeners, which the mainstream media hasn't gotten, they've gotten the importance of the FBI.
Yeah.
But if the FBI was doing it, who else in the government was doing it?
Yes, exactly. And here we are again with these are agencies, which, by the way, are not constitutional. They were created outside the Constitution, connected to the DOJ. They are paid by the people, but now they are being turned against the people. And if it wasn't for, and people can say whatever they want about Elon Musk, if it wasn't for him and Miranda Devine from the New York Post, we wouldn't know any of this. Now it's being exposed. So here's the big question. What is the GOP going to do about this? Nothing.
You don't hear anything. You hear a deafening silence from me.
Yes.
Because the deafening silence is what is coming out of the GOP and the Republican National Convention. Runa McDaniel, I'm sorry, she's got to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Got to get in there that will fight, because they are the legal entity, Audrey, that can go to the courts in that. And they have not been doing that. They have been accepting it. Where is McConnell? McConnell has got to go.
Oh, he's unbelievable, that one.
That does.
Yeah.
But he has not been. And they're all afraid of being called an election denier and being demonized for that. You don't hear Hannity. You don't hear.
So the cowards. So I'm sorry. They're cowards then. And we don't want cowards on our side. They're worthless.
We need the pundits. The Tucker Carlsons, the Waters World, Dan Bongino, Sean Hannity, all of them talking about how corrupt the elections, but they're intimidated.
Yeah, which makes them complicit. Yeah, yeah, it makes them complicit.
You're so important, Audrey.
Yeah.
Because you get whether people agree with me or not. The fact is, I have got substantial evidence to prove that what I have been saying has been absolutely correct. And it will come out. And the question is, when does it come out about Hammer and Scorecard and about the corrupt election? It was Trump that got the 81 million votes.
Yes.
Doofus. Oh, Biden.
Yeah, well, yes, of course. And, you know, it comes down to this. Is this now a uniparty? Because the few people that are in there that do speak up, and I mean very few, I mean, look at what has happened, what was perpetrated on the world and our nation, part of that, by Fauci and his minions. And we had only... we had Rand Paul that was questioning him, and Ron Johnson seems to be the only one single individual in the Congress that even cares about how many millions have died from it here in this country that related to the gene therapy, the jab, and those that even more so they have been crippled from it. I mean, people have been blinded. They're finding that now, as a matter of fact. This thing just keeps, you know, these are people that got it. They got the boosters and they're now saying directly that they cause blood clots. But no, they cause clots, not blood clots, because what morticians were pulling out of veins, according to the documentary, which we saw, I'm sure you've seen it, Died Suddenly, they are calling them blood clots, but they're not blood. There's some kind of material, some fibrous material that's coming from these gene therapies, and it's killing people. And Ron Johnson is the only person in Congress saying anything.
Yeah. Well, Ron Paul has.
Rand Paul has. But I'm saying about the injuries, Ron Johnson's the only one that seems to be paying attention.
Yeah, the vax, as we're calling it, is a clot maker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a clot maker. It is causing people to have strokes and massive heart attacks. Young people dying in their sleep. And the media is acting as if, oh, it's just a yawn. You know, what else? There's nothing new here. You know, move on. Young people, athletes, just dropping dead suddenly, and nobody's curious?
Audrey, since we've talked, I lost my sister, older sister. But the fact is... she got a rapid moving cancer. She was down in Sanibel and they had to evacuate for the hurricane. They did, and then she went up to near Jacksonville with her daughter. And she had been playing golf before the hurricane hit, et cetera. It was in great shape. She had to go in the hospital for a quick check. They had a fender bender. And a week later, she was dead from a rapid moving cancer. Now, they didn't do an autopsy on her, but they knew that she had this rapid moving cancer. And of course, she had the vaccination.
Oh my gosh.
And all I'm saying is the family doesn't know that or appreciate that. Yeah. But I believe one of the things I read on this what the vax has done is a rapid moving cancer.
Yes.
And, she didn't even know she had it, and a week later she was dead. So it's just an example to that how personally it is hitting us, all of us, and we're aware of it. And the word is going to be soon exposed that it is genocide, what Fauci was doing and what the Biden administration making the mandatory vax. In my opinion, it is genocide a la Hitler's Dr. Mengele and the tests that he did, right, and the Nuremberg trials, you know, said never again in that. And what do we have? We have, because it was mandatory vaccination and it's experimental, yet it was mandatory and experimental, and now all the results we're finding out is just another thing that the Biden administration has done to destroy America.
We've talked about it before, and we talked about it with Paul and several others that they are still, Austin is still saying it is mandatory for them in the military, the healthiest among our nation, that's still mandatory for them to get this this jab. It's poison. It's absolute poison. And yet they're forcing, and that is actually supposed to be, am I correct, that they are not allowed to force them to take an experimental jab in the military?
It's a violation of Department of Defense regulation.
Well, then how come nobody is, I mean, who in there, what general in there is standing up against him?
They are.
Oh my gosh.
It must, like my problem with when the chairman got up and spoke about white rage, General Milley.
Oh my
right
gosh.
Then, all five service chiefs, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Space, should and Marine Corps, should have resigned.
Yeah.
And so we have a problem that was laid in the swamp, and the evidence clearly points to Barack Hussein Obama and what he has done and what he is continuing to do, and the doofus that is sitting in there what he's told. And in these elections where this should have been turned around, let me tell you the four, I didn't mention the four elections that should have been. New Hampshire, I mentioned Pennsylvania, but Arizona.
Yes.
Kelly should not have won. It should have clearly gone to Blake.
Masters. Yeah, Blake Masters, you're right.
And then the chap up in Adam Laxalt in Nevada. They all won, but through a combination of cyber and mail-in ballots.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. We're a joke on the world stage.
Right. Yeah. And demand audits. Could tell you all of that right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And we as Americans, if we are concerned about it, we have a right to, you know, anyway, why should they be afraid of an audit? If they insist that they won, then they should come out the winner in an audit.
And an audit, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to prove that they won, right?
Millions to stop it.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, Tom. Yeah.
But that's why, going back to what Elon Musk has done, now there's more. We got hard evidence on the Russian hoax when the Mueller investigation produced nothing on President Trump.
Right.
And now what Elon Musk has released, showing the collusion with the FBI determining who is going to win an election by intimidating and using the Twitter and Facebook, Apple, Google, all these technical people have been biasing it towards the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. And all they need is a little bit, you know, all they need is a little bit, and they're able to do it. A little here, a little there, plausible deniability, because they see what cowards, sadly, we are. On this side of the aisle, we're cowards, and I'm personally getting disgusted with it, Tom. But Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS, and order your book that you wrote with General Valley, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country? Where can they do all that?
They can get that on Amazon. They can get this program will be on Citizens Commission for National Security.org. Will be on that program. And I send all of them over there so they can get that online, Audrey. I cannot compete with the social media. There's too much going on. But the fact is that those are my outlets. And the opportunity, again, I want to thank you to have the courage to have someone on with a different viewpoint, but which everything has come forth as true.
Yes.
What I've told you. And now, I mean, President Trump, I think he misspoke the other day talking about changing the Constitution. But the founding fathers never understood cyber warfare, which we're not.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have it in those days. So we've got to adjust the Constitution. We have an unconstitutionally elected president and administration that is trying to destroy America.
Yes.
Deliberately.
Yes.
And God bless you, Audrey, for having the courage for your magnificent program to get transparency of what's going on in America.
Thank you, Thomas. Very gracious. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com. Click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the General just shared. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us, and thank you for your courage. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.